This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show is 8:06 and it's Thursday. So we're all trapped at home, except for these people who are essential to keeping the whole thing up and running. And earlier today, we were asking for people who are doing that, who are out in the world and trying to balance the whole self-isolation thing with the fact that they're needed in various places, and ask people to write in and tell us their stories. And I guess we've got a couple of these people. Brendan, where are we going to start with this?
I want to start with Danny. I see that Nicole is on the phone right now. I'm not sure if she has her queued up or not. But this person is a labor and delivery nurse. And we were talking about labor and delivery the other day, and we had a bunch of questions about masks and are they reusing them and did they get into trouble if they bring them from home or stuff like that. And she also was very passionate about you know, the public and going out and making sure people stay home during this time. So I wanted for them to tell their story themselves. And are you ready to go, Nicole?
Danny, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Hi, Danny. How are you?
I'm
Oh, don't. It's a crazy time right now. Thank you for coming on the air with us to share your story. We were wondering, actually, yesterday specifically, whether or not, you know, how this was affecting. People cannot control when they have their baby.
And, no.
And we need people like you to be there to help them with that. Where do you work? First of all, give a plug to your hospital.
I'll be honest. I don't want to say.
Okay. Oh, fine. Absolutely.
I work in East Bay. I'll just say that.
Okay. But you're a labor and delivery. What is your position exactly?
I'm a labor and delivery nurse, and I work the night shift.
And the babies are still coming, even in this time.
Yeah, definitely. And we're one of the hospitals that has a huge number of people that come in. We got a lot of crazy cases, a lot of normal cases. It feels like it's never ending. I usually don't see a slowdown. Some hospitals may only have a few births, you know, a week. We get one night we had like 9 just during our shift, and we're 8-hour shifts.
Hey, Danny, when you say crazy, do you mean at-risk pregnancies, or what is that? What constitutes that?
Yes, at-risk. Sometimes patients come in, they're sick. It could be anything from blood pressure problems, diabetes problems, other health issues. Maybe they already know there's something wrong with the baby. We have a very strong NICU in our hospital, which is why a lot of patients get transferred to our hospital as well.
And are you saying to people who are coming in to do their labor and delivery there that this is a safe space? I mean, I would assume there's obviously precautions being taken to keep COVID-19 things completely separate from really everything else, not just labor and delivery.
Yeah, labor and delivery is a whole, their own, not the whole floor, but on a separate floor than anyone who maybe have corona. I've never been to the ICU. I know what floor it is, but I've never been in that department. So they're definitely kept separate. If someone were to come in who's a potential, who hasn't been tested or gotten the results back, we do have, you know, a room dedicated, actually 2 rooms dedicated for patients just for that reason.
Oh, you mean if someone might be infected with COVID-19 and is about to give birth?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Boy. I didn't even think of that.
We wish we had. Yeah. I'm getting texts from friends already. They know it's me.
So talk to Danny. We're talking with Danny. Wait, she's a labor and delivery nurse in the East Bay. You know, one of the people who's out there on the front lines in the medical profession, not necessarily dealing with COVID-19, but doing a very an extremely important job, especially for the lady who's, you know, about to give birth. They're counting on Danny. What are you missing? What are you lacking? What do you wish that, you know, you could get your hands on right now? Is it the masks?
It's not just masks. I mean, definitely the mask we need. I mean, every single day there's a new update of what our procedures are, you know, as far as protecting us, protecting our patients. Definitely the mask. Sanitizing wipes, we were running low at one point. I don't know what it is now. I haven't been there for a couple of days, but it changes day by day, and it's just... it's scary for us and for our patients.
Hey, let me ask you a question about the masks. I'm not quite sure I understand. I imagine you've used them every day of your employment, and yet is that something you keep at home? Do you have a stash, or is that something you've always sort of taken for granted that the hospital would never run out?
I only have a couple on hand because my brother gave me a few that he had extra from when we had the fires in the Bay Area. But I never kept any at home, honestly. And we actually don't use masks that much in labor and delivery, unless if someone were to have a C-section, definitely we would. And we would have a few on hand if someone came in with like a flu or some other, you know, non-coronavirus related illness. But we just never thought we would run out.
And are you seeing an influx of these homemade masks that people are making, or has that not
reached? I haven't personally seen them, but I do see people wearing masks at work. They're not the N95 like we'd like them to be. I've seen a little bit of everything.
So, Danny, let's take a second here to say hello to a couple of those friends that are texting you. Let's give you an opportunity to do a little shout out.
Well, Katie was the one that was just messaging me, and I know, like, Christine, Megan, Mary.
Well, listen, Danny, thank you for what you're doing out there. I know every pregnant woman right now is thinking, oh, thank goodness for people like Danny.
Yeah.
She's one of the capeless heroes. Thanks for coming on with us today. Thanks for writing to us, and thank you for listening to the show. We just wanted to show you a little support today, too.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right.
Thanks,
thank
Danny.
And Brittany, did you have
very
one
awesome.
More?
I
know,
have one
totally
more.
Awesome.
I know, this is super cool. There's this person here. His name is Eric, and he works for a nonprofit. And he heard us talking about, you know, the protective gear that people need, and he's doing something with 3D printed laser cut face shields, and he's providing a local hospitals, and he's overwhelmed with requests. They have several supplies lined up, and just purchased material for 4,000 face shields, but every mask costs a certain amount, so every bit helps. So I want him to hop on the line and tell us about a little bit more about what he does. Is
Eric,
he ready to go, Nicole?
Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Eric. First of all, 3D printing, that is super future. You know, it's you.
Yeah.
That's amazing. I can't believe that that's just happening. And what do these face shields look like? What are we talking about here?
So they look like a traditional clear face shield that doctors wear.
It's clear.
Ours. So with COVID-19, since it's a relatively heavy virus, it doesn't stay airborne very long. But if someone sneezes in your face, it's going, you know, obviously be a problem. So a lot of doctors and nurses are wearing clear face shields for patients who are, you know, showing symptoms, things like that.
Coughing, sneezing,
to protect them from like that direct spray of virus matter.
Right.
So those have been really in short supply. And we had a couple of hospitals that just reached out to us and said, hey, like, you know, we're really short on this equipment. Is there any chance that you guys have some? We didn't have any on hand, but we were like, well, we have a laser cutter and 3D printers. We can make some.
And you guys can MacGyver that up over there, huh?
Yeah, exactly. we're a nonprofit makerspace. So what we do is make stuff all the time. And normally members are in here working on all of the equipment we have. But with the shutdown right now, we were just vacant. We're like, well, we can, you know, turn some of this equipment on and start producing face shields for you guys.
Give us a website that people can visit. I'm super interested in this, a makerspace where people can...
It's, It's a fascinating community. The people here are amazing. It's MakerNexus, MakerNexus.org. We're a 501c3 nonprofit. The biggest challenge that we're running into right now is just getting enough materials on hand without, you know, essentially having to close down the business when, you know, this, you know, shelter in place stays open or is lifted, because
right.
you know, we're a nonprofit. We're entirely community funded. So donations, and if you have a 3D printer at home, if anyone has a 3D printer at home, you can go on our website and sign up to volunteer to print.
So you have like a pattern that gets put into the computer of the 3D printer?
We've got a file that you can get in your computer and use what's called a slicer that basically takes a solid model, a 3D, three-dimensional model, and slices it into little tiny layers. And then the 3D printer, it's kind of like squeezing a tube of toothpaste out and drawing a picture with it.
Oh my God.
Except that tube of toothpaste is a very, very small nozzle that melts the plastic as it squirts it out. And you just build from the bottom up a three-dimensional form with it.
And so when you're saying you know, you're squeezing out this material, are we talking about like some kind of hopper that you're putting like plastic pellets into and it melts it down? And
it's rolls of filament. So it's we're mostly using 1.75 millimeter diameter PETG, which stands
up to a lot of the
distance.
It's like a big spool of something that's sort of feeding into it?
Yeah, a giant roll of plastic that just feeds in. And then it draws, essentially draws a three-dimensional object layer by layer, like you're, you know, just building slices, like you're doing like a layer cake, and just builds it from the top.
Or like an
from MRI
or something. Incredible.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Incredible.
Yep.
All right. Well, listen, Eric, give some shout outs to some people and give us that web address one more time, too.
Oh, man, I don't know who listens to Alice, but we have an amazing team over here. Jim, Nicole have been just absolutely amazing. Our executive director right now is at home, hopefully getting better from, don't know if she has CV-19, but Regina has been amazing. Andrea has been a lifesaver for me. She's been taking on a ton of the kind of back-end work and just letting me focus on making stuff. And then the address is www.makernexus, MakerNexus. Again, donations are the biggest help right now.
.org.
You know, $20 gets 4 or 5 face masks out to frontline workers. So every bit helps. We're trying to get a lot more, much larger quantities of material ordered in. We just have to have the money on hand to do it.
Right. Well, thank you so much, Eric. It's really nice to talk to you, and thanks for that is important work over there.
Yeah.
Plus,
and if there's and if people are listening and you're at a hospital that needs face shields, go on there. We have a request form. You can request face shields for your hospital or clinic where you work.
Danny,
good job, Eric.
That's perfect. All right, Eric, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
The answer is everybody.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm not sure who listens to Alice. It's everybody, listens to Alice.
Tell your mom.
All right.
Thank you, Eric.
I do.
Thanks, Eric.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Eric.
Hey, one other thing I wanted to mention, if you're hanging around your house today and you follow the Alice973 Instagram account, at 420 today, hilarious, Jane is going to be interviewing a kid by the name of Alec Benjamin. He's got a ton of followers, Jane. A ton of followers on Instagram, like 1.3 million, and a YouTube channel that has a zillion hits. And here's a little sample.
A little sympathy, I hope you can show me. If you wanna go, then I'll be so lonely. If you're leaving, baby, let me down slowly. Let me down, down, let me down, down, let me down.
That's a cover of that song, isn't it? So he must do covers and originals. Anyway, he's... super talented kid, and she's clearly a fan. And today it's an Instagram Live. They're going to do a whole interview on the Alice account, Alice973 Instagram. So there is that. Don't forget about Janie this afternoon.
I didn't know Jane was super into the doobie weed, but the 420 reference is so like, whoa, all right, Jane, look at you go.
Yeah, we'll have to ask her about that because I actually don't know anything about her drug use.
She occasionally will post a photo of some crystal glass with a some amber liquid in it at some posh drink establishment
where all the goth kids
like,
hang out.
Oh, look at Jane go! But I've never seen a bong or or a roach clip or any kind of other reference. But the 420 interview today, interesting. Mm-hmm.
It's funny you mentioned the roach clip. Remember when those were the height of fashion? Every girl had them clipped to her, you know, the underside of her hair or whatever.
Did you ever have a roach clip in your hair?
Of course I did.
Oh!
Sure. Dude, I wanted to be cool. I wanted to hang with the cool kids.
Yeah, I love
the
that
feathers,
story.
The feathers hanging off of it. And
you just made my day.
Well, you know.
If you want to make my day even more, can you find a picture of that?
No, I don't have a picture.
That's what Instagram needs, is a picture of you with a roach clip attached to your earlobe.
Mom, we couldn't put it on my earlobe. As you know, my pain threshold, very low. Mom, if you have any pictures of me with those little feather clips, which your parents didn't know what they were back in the day. You know,
oh, your mom knew what
pretty?
It was.
Isn't that cute?
You don't think maybe Ellie knew what that was?
I don't know. She was a pretty savvy mom. Mm-hmm. Hey, a couple things. Just celebrities doing good in the world. You don't always hear these stories. Taylor Swift and Ariana Grande, they are sending cash to fans who are struggling financially. Taylor sent $3,000 to a fan who made a post about it on Tumblr, saying that she was worried about her living situation in New York City because she couldn't work. The fan shared a screenshot of a $3,000 payment from Taylor Nation LLC and a message that said, "You've always been there for me. I want to be there for you now. I hope this helps. Love, Taylor."
Oh, wow.
I know. Ariana Grande has also been secretly doing the same thing. She's supposedly sent between $500 and $1,000 through Venmo to at least 20 fans who are struggling with the quarantine shutdowns. So it pays to, I don't know, join fan clubs, I guess. Billionaire Kylie Jenner, she just donated $1 million. That'll be used to buy hundreds of thousands of face masks, face shields, and other protective gear for healthcare professionals working in the front lines. We just talked to a guy named Eric at makernexus.org. They are a 3D printing place that's making these things, and it costs money to make them. So they're looking for donations if you are looking for someplace to put money to a good purpose.
Have you ever seen one of those machines work?
I have, actually. I am fascinated by 3D printing.
Neat.
They can actually print enormous houses out of these things. They're saying that this can be sometimes the answer to low-income housing, that you load enough plastic into that thing and it can print gigantic toothpaste squirts and build entire abodes. They've become like, he's going, "Hey, if anyone's got a 3D printer at home," I'm like, "Nobody has that." But then I'm like, maybe people do.
Well, we are in, you know, the heart of tech. I bet there
are
more people than you think. I know that I got to see one. I want to say it was a meeting that Hooman set. Well, I know Hooman had set the meeting up. I can't think of the name of the company, but we went to a think tank in Palo Alto.
Oh, I remember when you guys did that.
Yeah.
Right. What was the name of that place?
I don't know, but they had a 3D printer there, and they were talking to us about it being the kind of thing, for example, a space mission would have a 3D printer, and rather than carrying, they just make the tool they need.
Right. Mm-hmm. They would, well, it's all about having the raw material to make the thing. And, you know, it's not apparently not just plastic. In sci-fi stuff that I read, they're always like, "Well, that asteroid, let's mine that thing for some more." And then 3D printers make themselves and we leave one there and it continues to do its work. It's so future. It's such an interesting thing. Angelina Jolie donated $1 million to a charity that provides meals to kids who rely on school lunches. There are a lot of people who rely on that, and a lot of people aren't at school because they're quarantined or self-isolating.
One of our listeners wrote in about that they do that as well, and I wanted to call. There's just so many great people out there that I wanted to call, but we had two great people on today, so maybe we'll get that person tomorrow.
I want to continue to do that. I think it's important to check in with what people are. Honestly, there's so much bad news about all of this, and you know, it can get downright depressing, and I found it uplifting to talk to people who are out there actually making a difference and doing good things, and I want to continue to do that. I think it's great. James Taylor gave $1 million to the Massachusetts General Hospital. The Michael Jackson estate is doing $300,000, $100,000 each to Broadway Cares, Nevada's Three Square Food Bank, and Music Cares. Apple's donating $10 million protective face masks to help fight the pandemic. Tim Cook was talking about that, if you want to Google that. But there's a lot of people out there trying to do the right thing and and get everything going. Spotify is launching a fundraising feature, and they're going to donate, I think they're matching donations up to $10 million to help struggling musicians. There's a lot of people right now who, you know, were working that other job and they're musicians and they're not able to pay the bills with their music. For every one person who can pay their bills making music, there's probably a million who can't. And they're going to donate up to $10 million to help musicians and artists who are out of work due to the coronavirus. And they're launching a program to connect artists with organizations that can provide financial relief. So there's a lot of people who are out there and trying to help others. And Vinny, you mentioned that, you know, you can find everything on YouTube. You want to learn how to play guitar? No problem. In fact, you can learn how to play guitar from Brian May. He has launched a live stream series where he's showing you finger position by finger position how to play every Queen song. And probably some of his amazing solos, too.
Oh, rad.
He said, in my living room at home, where else? I seem to have most all my usual channels to entertain you, so maybe here on Instagram is the place to perform micro concerts across the ether. Is that a good plan? And he's doing daily lessons in a series dubbed Micro Concerto. So if you are a guitar player, I mean, you kind of got to be at a level to be picking up tips from Brian May, but if you're interested, you can learn how to play all the Queen classics exactly like Brian May does.
As a person who's taken and watched many how-to videos, you find your level fast. So you can put that on and you'll find out real quick. It won't take long whether or not you're going to be able to keep up with this guy or not.
Right. My guess is there won't be that many people who can. Although maybe he breaks it down step by step. I'm going to take a look. I'm going to tell John about this because I know.
I've never tried to play a Queen song, but in his own words, I've heard him say he doesn't do anything very like difficult. Yeah. I don't know. I've never really broken down their songs, but according to him, he's like a pretty pedestrian. Now that's him, you know.
He's an astrophysicist, so maybe, you know, what he considers to be pedestrian.
But he's not someone who these shredders where your fingers are never going to do what those guys are doing ever.
Right. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
I've got both good and bad news corona updates, and then we'll get to some anything but after that.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.